This video is sponsored by Bakuretsu. I've really spent the last week or so wondering how I wanted to do this video, because if I had to pick the best read I've had this year so far, it would be Alice in Borderlands. Now, I wouldn't say by far it's been the best read I've had, because Innocent Rouge, and Beastars along with other titles have been quite the exceptional reads, but up to this point I will say Alice in Borderlands has been the best read so far. I do plan on reading Hajime no Ippo, Pandora Hearts, and The World is Mine, so maybe that might change, but the point is, I really do appreciate this story. But why? What is it about Alice in Borderlands that intrigued me so much and made it one of my favorites? What does it offer as a story? Alice in Borderlands begins with this high school trio, the protagonist being Arisu, and while he considers himself a loser or a failure, already being a high school student with no real sense of direction of where his life wants to go, he sees the current life that he lives in as extremely remedial and just boring, something that he does on a day-to-day basis without any true purpose or any sense of fulfillment. And so he wishes to live a life of excitement and to be in another world that can offer that excitement. And that very same night, as these fireworks go off, he's then transported into this other world, an apocalyptic scenario where now he's going to get the life of excitement he's always wanted, but now understanding the cost. And so the premise itself of Alice in Borderlands is perfect for the themes of the story and what it would eventually go on to tackle. Now, in this apocalyptic world he now lives in, he has to participate in these death games in order to gain these points to live and to eventually escape. Essentially, imagine Alice in Wonderland fused with the Saw horror games. This story is an absolute thriller, and just an overall survival story, if you will. And I'll get into more of the thematic beauty of it in a little bit, but I do want to say that there's a sense of urgency I had while reading this story, and there's only a few stories that really do that. I would say Sweet Home and Bastard, which are two exceptional manhwa, were capable of making me not want to put down the story at all. Like, making me want to stay there and continue it all the way through. A lot of other stories, and that doesn't mean that they're bad or this is a negative, but they're stories that you can read up to a certain point, then take a break and pick it up another day. But with Alice in Borderlands, I genuinely did not want to put it down. And that says a lot to its ability as a thriller story. But what really impressed me about Alice in Borderlands is we see our protagonist continue through these death games, showing off his incredible potential and strategic mind. Showing off these abilities that we never would have seen if he had continued his normal life. And I think this goes back to the beginning of the story, where he kind of labels himself a loser and a failure. Still being a very young person in his life, he's condemned his future by not really chasing after anything, without going or having any ambition to move forward, just staying the way he is and accepting the boring life that he's currently living. And that's the themes of Alice in Borderlands that I truly love. It addresses the meaning of life, and we get to see our protagonist find this as he develops through the story, as well as I think it's a really good commentary on humanity as a whole, really depicting humanity's unwanting to progress or to better themselves once in a comfortable position, if not many times needing trials and tribulations in order to get them going. And that's a theme that I personally felt a lot and resonated with. This incapability to become a better person unless something hits you upside the back of the head, making you wake up and realize that the life and the path that you're currently on isn't the best one and you can be better. And as for its overall themes with humanity, it's one where we get to see the true nature of what people are capable of when pushed to the most extremes. People who would otherwise be cowards on their own are now capable of being strong once they're surrounded by their group of rats. People who would rather indulge themselves in all of the pleasures of life instead of thinking of a way to get out of the current death games that they have to participate in, but if not, once again indulging themselves and pointing the finger at everything but themselves as an excuse. But what I really do appreciate about Alice in Borderlands is that it not only addresses these negative aspects to us as people and humanity as a whole, but more so the positive aspects as well, what people are capable of when they come together for a greater goal, what we as individuals can be once we learn to stand on our two feet and face our tribulations head on. In Alice in Borderlands, each person is given a symbol, the heart, spade, diamond, and club. And each of these symbols are meant to show the strengths of these individuals, be it physical, be it strategic, be it whatever. Showing the purpose that these individuals at some point are going to have to put their differences and strengths together to survive these death games. And there's truly a feeling of weight and sacrifice throughout this story, which is what I love so much about it, is that despite it being shorter, it's capable of attaching me to characters, and series that are capable of doing that in such a limited amount of time is just, it's, I love that. And so even though it does show the truth that people are sometimes incapable of using their gifts to push themselves, it also shows people who do push themselves when the time gets rough in order to survive, in order to live, and even more importantly, finding a purpose in living. There are circumstances that happen to our protagonist Arisu to where I think many of us can relate. His purpose in living is one based off of hatred, revenge, one geared towards anybody and everything that has wronged him. But yet he grows up and learns that the true purpose in his life, his reason for living, becomes the want to live with and for somebody else. Essentially finding true love and wanting to live out whatever life he has left with that person. And even though I wouldn't put this artwork up there with something like Innocent, I do think that the story offers a style which truly helps convey what the characters are always feeling, even if they say nothing. And also, in Alice in Borderlands, it's able to tackle all of these different themes at times with not just the perspective of our protagonist, but we even get these side stories in between of some other characters that participate in these death games that eventually tie into the main cast. And so with all of that is where we get the big question of this story, one that I've kind of been touching on throughout this video, and that is, what is the meaning of life? What should we do with our lives? And the ending of this story, as well as I think the story in general, doesn't really give us an answer. But throughout the story, we get to see the extremes of a life of just nothing but boredom and living it as if it were a normal routine, as well as showing the evils of the other extreme, which is nothing but pure indulgence, no matter the cost of who else it may affect. It shows us characters who want to live for their own to be better. It shows us characters who find purpose in loving someone else or protecting someone else. And so I think it really does tackle the meaning of life with a sense of beautiful balance and grace, kind of leaving it up to us to determine what that is, and not really giving us a concrete answer, but if not an answer, we have to look and find within each and every character that's presented to the story. And once you do that, you realize the meaning of life is something you really kind of determine on your own, understanding all of the trials and tribulations that may come with your choices. If you're somebody like me who lives for the idea of legacy, how much will that take away from your enjoyment of the life you currently live? I truly believe that Alice in Borderlands is one of those stories that is capable of making you want to stand up and be better and do something and get things going. And it's stories like that that I truly hold to heart. It's an intense thriller story offering beautiful themes with a bit of an ambiguous ending that is open for interpretation. I really couldn't ask for more. And there's also a Netflix show for this, and I don't know how good that is, so I might check it out if it's worth it. So hopefully you enjoyed this video, and thank you once again to Bakuretsu for sponsoring today's video. Bakuretsu is an indie design studio and clothing brand that specializes in designing anime-inspired streetwear with a minimalistic urban aesthetic. They aim to create subtle yet stylish, sometimes humorous apparel designs that appeal to the anime and manga community. They offer a plethora of designs based off of popular anime such as Monogatari and other manga such as A Silent Voice, as well as other designs based on anime themes, with more set to be released in the coming months. They use a premium blend of eco-friendly materials for all of their shirts, so if that mattered to you, there you go, making them not only super comfy but also very durable. Plus, they do ship internationally to all parts of the world. So make sure you visit bakuretsu.co or click the link in the description to check them out. Doing so really helps out this channel, and use promo code MASTMAN for $3 off your first order of any shirt. Hope you all have a blessed rest of the day, and peace.